Mike, Sizemore,
mm-hmm.
at Sizemore, we're in Birmingham.
We are. It's a surprise.
It is, I was saying earlier on, quite unusual to see you outside of London or tweeting from an aircraft about to take off and head over to the States. What are we doing here?
We're making a short movie.
How short is a short movie?
I don't know. We'll find out in the edit. It's about 11 pages. So in theory, it's about 11 minutes. But there's a tiny little paragraph in there which is turning into a full day shooting of like blowing shit up. So that's going to stretch it a little bit. I don't know, under 15 minutes, I guess, we're aiming for.
I walked into one of the sets earlier on, which doubles as lots of things, and there was... I'm going to have to let you do most of the talking because there's so much I can't talk about. But there's some really cool props, including 3D printed guns, which is very topical considering it's been all over the news.
I always can't kill anyone yet, though. It's all movie magic.
Movie magic 3D printed guns. Nevertheless, pretty cool stuff. What can you say about the film?
Well, let's go back to the 3D props for a moment, because that's something we're quite excited about. What we would normally do, and what we've done previously, is we would find existing dummy guns, which there's a lot around. You can get a lot of nice fake pieces, and you can build models, and you can paint them, and you can do all that kind of stuff. But what we wanted, especially for this piece, is a signature weapon that you wouldn't see anywhere else. So we had one designed. It looks very, very nice on paper. It then looked very, very nice in 3D. And now we've had it printed out, it looks even better. So it's being painted up at the moment. We've got a few versions of it. And again, the beautiful thing about the 3D printing is we can just reprint. We were a bit worried about, you know, dropping them, and we figured that these things might fall apart because they look kind of fragile when they first come out of the printer. But they're actually more durable, I think, than any of the movie props that we've used, because I've dropped a few fake guns in my life and there's always something snapping off. But these are great. They look fantastic. So we're hoping that they sell very well on film. We'll find out tomorrow. But I've forgotten what your original question was now. It wasn't that.
No, but it was pretty good, because that is about the film, and I'm cautious of what I can share. My role here is to be able to hopefully purposefully leak moments of backstage, kind of a backstage pass in digital form, to the people who are working on the film, some of the processes, how you work, and hopefully a little bit of the story. Could you tell us about the main role, the actual person behind the whole film?
Sure. Well, the working title of the short at the moment is Merica Adams, which is the title character. She's someone that we met a couple of years ago now in a 48-hour film short thing that myself and Andrew, who's sat here in the room with me, did. I can't remember the exact year. It's a couple of years ago, and then we got busy. We always meant to come back to the character. And what we found was that little short was very well received, and everyone involved in it had a lot of fun, so we wanted to get the original team back together, which we've done, and we wanted to hopefully find out if there were still some fans of that character out there, and what we're finding is that there is. So that's very nice as well. So we just wanted to open up the world a little bit, not have the confines that we were shooting in last time, which is why we're in Birmingham, because... we were stuck in basically the building I live in was where we shot the first one, and we just used what was to hand. So we've had much more time to plan, and we found some beautiful locations here in Brum, which we're using. We're doubling some of the Birmingham sequences are actually going to be Los Angeles, believe it or not, but also London. So I don't think I'm giving anything away there. But we've just opened up the world a little bit, and we get to see Merica back, played by Haruka, who you may have seen recently in 47 Ronin with Keanu Reeves. She's back as our lead. And we've got another actor, Daniel Ings, who I worked with a year or so ago on a stage production of Howl's Moving Castle. He played the lead in that. So we've got those guys that we're filming over the next few days. And where we were earlier tonight was one of the main sets, which at the moment looks beautiful, but by the end of the weekend, there won't be much of it left because we are going to shoot the fuck out of it. with bullets, not and film, but not real bullets, but you know what I mean.
Can you tell us who Marika is?
Yeah, she's kind of like a sexy drunk alternative to Doctor Who, I suppose. She's a time traveller who isn't trying to fix everything and hug everyone and not and you know worry about upsetting the timeline and making sure everyone's okay. She kind of does her thing and is usually quite messy about it. So she doesn't have a sonic screwdriver. She has a gun. And what she finds is that time travel makes her a little bit ill, as if she's got a hangover, so she may as well drink anyway. So she's kind of this sloppy action hero, I guess, right up until the moment when she's got to get into character and with very precise accuracy take some people out. She's basically an assassin who uses the timeline to do what she needs to get paid.
Wow. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow even more now, even though I have read the script.
Yeah, what
there's so many. There's so much backstory, because this story doesn't just exist in the film, does it?
Well, because we've spent a couple of years now talking about what we wanted to do with the character, what was interesting about her is she didn't exist at all until we were told the rules of the 48er Film Festival, which I can't recall now, but it was basically three things. And before we sat down and opened that envelope, the only thing I said to everyone around the table was, there's no way, we knew it was going to be science fiction, but that was about it. But the first thing I said is, we're not doing time travel. And one of the first things we opened was a line of dialogue that we had to use, which mentioned time travel. So we were kind of painted into that corner. But from that beginning of not knowing anything about her, apart from she was a time traveler, we've been able to build a world around her. So we know exactly now why it is that she can time travel. We know why she's time traveling and why she's doing that, who pays her, and more importantly, who is out to stop her from doing the kind of stuff that she does. So we were touching upon some of that in the movie over the next couple of days, but also we're keeping some of it back because we really want to do some more with Marika in the future. So we've got a whole world to explore, but this is our biggest step yet into it, I guess.
A foray indeed. We are getting into the spirit of things, quite literally. Research, I guess you could call it, by sampling some fine whiskies the night before the beginning of the shoot. How many days?
It's about 4 days. Where are we now? It's Wednesday evening, so we are shooting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then we've got another little section to film. I don't know when we're doing that, maybe in a month or so. So and then it's got to go into post, and there's going to be quite a few little visual effects, little things that we couldn't do first time round. So we've got a much bigger team as well. We've got an actual producer working on it now, which has done all of the heavy lifting, so that's brilliant. Thank you, Julia. And, you know, we're sat here now drinking whiskey while other people are still building sets and painting and all that stuff. So I feel a little bit guilty, but not like guilty, because the whiskey is very nice. But, yeah, we're up to, I think at least on one of the days, we've got a crew of about 18 people. And we've also got some soldiers coming in with their gear and weapons and stuff. So it's... Is that a spoiler? I forget you heard that.
Yeah, you didn't hear that right. Well, I hope your appetite's whetted and you want to hear some more. That's you, whoever is listening to this. You can check out the hashtag, which is probably going to appear cross-platform wherever we get a chance to post some snippets and some... There's already some props and things tagged off the back of Marika Adams. And you'll be able to see more as the shoot unfolds. And if you want to join in the conversation, please do. Ask any questions. Can't promise Mike is going to answer them. But you never know. Thanks a lot, Mike.
You're welcome. Cheers.